100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. It's Sunday, so that means it's time for the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the story. The topic this week was after. And after I posted it, quite a few of you sent in stories. So let's go ahead and put them in the queue and see what you came up with. But I could say something else before then, right? Like for February, I made my weight goal. I was trying to get to 237 pounds, and I was down to a little over 236. Yay, me! And then we can also say goodbye, Mr. Spock, or William Bell, or whatever you want to call him. Maybe we could call him Leonard Nimoy. You aren't here for that kind of crap. You're here for the stories. So let's get started. Jeffrey, tell us a story.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 462 on the topic of after. I kind of think that for my introduction, I ought to tell some sort of a personal anecdote, complain about something, occupy time in that sort of way. But nah, I'll just tell you some stories. I've got two today. My first is called Use Your Imagination. The lazy approach to writing a sex scene is to bypass the whole thing. The amorous couple heads to the bedroom, at which point the author simply starts a new paragraph with afterward, comma. The comma signifies the entirety of the act, from carnal activity to cuddling, the author insisting that the reader carry the entire burden of lustful narrative in his imagination. The reader tries but fails to construct a fully realized scene of Rumpy Pumpy, Nookie, the beast with two backs, etc. This is an author derelict in his duty. He's the one with imagination. Give us something to work with. And my second story is called You Had One Job. The Washington Post recently ran several short pieces on the dating scene, including some personal experiences. One lady confessed to a remarkable 75 dates in a year. 75! Hard-working touring bands have fewer late nights than this woman. Those 75 dates yielded exactly zero lasting relationships. She then explained that most of the dates were arranged through Tinder, the app where two people get together based on how well they like one another's looks. I'm no expert in this, having been married since Mr. Mister and the Pet Shop Boys were popular, but maybe she's doing it wrong. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, everyone. It's Richard, and yes, my cold has gone completely, which means that my homegrown cure of whiskey and pancakes has succeeded where the whole of medical science has failed. So, you know what to do next time you have a cold. I have some stories for you based on the topic of after. This is George's story, part 95. After all that. George found it hard to believe that everything he'd recently been through was all contrived, some sort of nightmare interview process that had completely turned his world upside down. And what was he supposed to do now, after all he'd been through? The after effects would stay with him forever. The brusque woman was back. "Give me your arm," she said, and quickly swabbed it before plunging a syringe into his vein. "This will restore your suppressed memories." After administering the drug, the woman waited, watching him quizzically. As his memories began to return, he slowly realized exactly who she was. My next story is called The Letter. After receiving the letter, I flew into a blind rage. I tore your clothes, doused them in petrol and burned them. I ripped your pictures from the album and shredded them. I poisoned your goldfish and threw all your plants in the bin. After I'd calmed down a little, I emailed your naked pictures to your work colleagues and plastered them all over social media. And after that, I reread the letter. Oh, and realized it wasn't from you. It was addressed to next door. And now, I'm waiting for the sound of your key in the door. And after that... One final story, you shall not pass. After the wizard had gone, Laggin's spoiled breakfast did nothing to lighten his mood, and straight after doing the washing up, he made a large, intimidating sign and nailed it to his front gate. No wizards. You shall not pass. To make his point absolutely clear, he scattered broken glass along the path and daubed "Wizards Go Home" in foot-high letters across his front door. If that doesn't stop him, nothing will, he smirked. Later that afternoon, he was disturbed by a discreet tap on the back door. It was the wizard. Thought I should use the tradesman's entrance, he smiled. And that's my stories on the topic of after. And after today's podcast, I shall get to work on the next one. So until next week, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. After dark, evil spirits haunted the town for weeks. A warning against nuclear tests, old people said. The mayor called in all sorts of experts to solve the problem, to no avail. One day, a man showed up, claiming he could end the torture. He had a jar. It's magic, he said. Everyone went home and waited. The next day, the man was gone. Under the jar, a note. Done. Inside, dozens of them. They looked like a cross between crickets and fireflies. They were nice to look at, but were they loud? Sometimes, things are simpler than we think. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And don't forget, I'm Saturdays at Milkwood, the sim in Second Life, at noon, Second Life time, hosting a write-in. And I'd love to welcome you there one of these Saturdays. Okay, talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. After you? Ladies first, you said. So charming, and even in our present circumstances, I had to admire your composure. Whilst those around us were shouting, screaming, and fighting, you chose to remain calm and composed, with impeccable manners. Are you sure? I inquired. We don't need to stand on ceremony. You assured me you would be fine, nodding towards the remaining bag stuffed under the seat. Such a polite man, I thought, as he helped me with mine. By the way, I shouted over my shoulder, that other bag is my luggage, it's not a parachute. Then, I jumped.
Greetings, Saints. Munzee here with a new month, a new awesome nickname, and a story for you all. A story that will begin, wait for it, now, by Christopher Monroe. There's no such thing as after. We look to the future, wonder what awaits us in a desperate, ultimately futile attempt to avoid what we already know to be true. But reality doesn't care what we want or what we believe. It simply is in spite of our wishes. And nothing we can do will change that. We have no future, separately or together, because there is no future, only moment after moment of endless now approaching us, unrelentingly. There is no after, and the future will never come. And, as such, it's our duty to live in the moment. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. That's it for me, Saints, for another week. And with that, I leave you to your marching.
This is Zach Mann, here goes. Now that you have been elected, we have requests for you to speak, including one at a church. But I don't remember which sect you said you are, said the advisor. Oh, never mind that. Now that the election is over, I can go back to my devout worship of Mammon instead of whichever religion we thought would get me elected. We will take the speaking engagements that pay, said the public servant. I think I might regret being such a good campaign manager, said the advisor. Considering your rates, there's no pretending you don't also serve the god of money.
Tudor Brazoino here, with a story on After. General Wei said, an inferior general wins battles without winning the war. A mediocre general wins wars without winning the peace. A superior general is he who wins not only the peace, but all that follows after. Therefore, before making war, he studied the condition of the enemy's peoples. With his hidden hand he fomented rebellion, and when the people revolted, his armies assisted them. When he achieved victory, the conquered people said, "We have won freedom for ourselves." Then they turned to those who had fled across the borders and said to General Wei, "Help us against our enemies."
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got influenza. Feeling less than dead. In celebration of the upcoming centennial of the Spanish flu, I've decided to launch my own private global plague. Richard, let me know when it gets to you. For the faint of heart, please don't touch these stories unless you're double-gloved. And if you're double-gloved, carry on. Story 1, a continuation of a well-defined relationship, part 95, closing in on 100. Every time Timmy asked a question of the king, he would raise his hand and say, "After we've eaten." After the orange-stuffed peacock, Timmy broke in. "After is a luxury I don't have in abundance." You're a wise man, Timothy Patrick Parsons. All things after a single choice define how much after you may have. You had held the key to every ever after. Then the snake took it. Show me the snake. As Timmy correctly reasoned, Babylon faded, and he was face to face with the snake. "Are you Tamburlaine?" The snake smiled. "What are my choices?" Story 2, Lost in Translation. You would think a mastery of prepositions would be pretty natural in a concrete world. After all, they describe temporal and spatial relationships. But not the case. Prepositions demand complex understanding of multiple forms of reference. A thing can have frontness, betweenness, underness, and overness to itself. But all these attributes change when a second object is referred. In front of one car is behind another, which of course is between the two. I can stand after Benny in line, but Mother can tell me to go after Benny. Thank you very kind for your indulgence. Have a good afternoon. And that is blessedly it.
Hey there, Weekly Word Challengers. Anima here with my story, After. It is stifling warm in the underground bunker. We're down to the last few packs of batteries for the flashlights. Based on the display of my watch, we've been down here 6 days, but gauging by the tension in the air, we've been here an eternity. Think it's safe to go out? I haven't heard anything in the last 24 hours. Josh, we said we'd wait 48 hours if we don't hear anything by tomorrow. Settle down now. How much water is left?
In the early morning hours, there was an ominous scratching at the storm cellar door. And that's it. Have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
Take three. Maybe I'll get it right this time. This is Danny Dwyer here, and I'm back, and I'm going to attempt to read this again for you. It's my entry for this weekly challenge, 462, titled After. So here we go. It isn't every day that Adolf Hitler is trending on Yahoo, so I had to find out why this sudden resurgence in fascism. It appears Mein Kampf is about to be republished 75 years after its first printing, with annotations and criticisms of the original text. Proponents call it a vital academic tool, while critics say it will fuel an already increasing rise in anti-Semitism. Mel Brooks said it the best. With comedy, we can rob Hitler of his posthumous power. On the other hand, when a book becomes labeled as too dangerous, the more powerful it rises from its grave. And that's my entry for this week. If you feel so inclined, please come to my WordPress page. Danny Dwyer at WordPress. No, excuse me. Let me be proper about this. It's dannydwyer.wordpress.com. And then you can be free, you know, feel free to swear at me for my thoughts about this release of this book. And whatever your thoughts are, you know, talk about how blue the sky is, or you know, maybe your dog had an accident on a carpet. Feel free to talk about that too. Whatever comes to mind, I love the conversation because normally my WordPress page sounds like a digital desert. Anyway, that's my entry this week. Have fun.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 462 with the prompt of After. Episode 4 of the Pariah Podcast should be up on iTunes by now. Just posted it to my website about an hour ago. So if you haven't listened in yet, check it out. I've got four whole episodes, got 2 hours worth of listening, and the beginning of an epic young adult fantasy. All right, well, here's my story. I'm sorry you cut your lip on your braces, Durgle said. Does that happen a lot? I'm sorry the monkeys were on strike, Bambi said. Only when I've been eating caramel corn. Do you think Long John is okay in the van? I would rather eat caramel corn than have straight teeth, Durgle said, then felt stupid for it. I mean, if I had to make a choice. Yeah. Long John's fine. The dog stood on the driver's seat, pressing his nose against the window. Do you want to come in for ice cream? Bambi asked. Sure, Durgle said, smiling. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
There is no now, only before and after. Once something happens, it's over. Does this mean that everything is just a memory? Yes. If you can remember memories, can you remember what hasn't happened yet? Yes. The future is now, and you can remember is just like you remember the past, just as you're remembering this, even though it hasn't happened yet. When will it happen? When it happens, of course, but that doesn't matter. You already know what will happen. What are you going to do about it? Nothing? Good. Then you already know. Accept it, and then remember.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of after. I hope you had as much fun listening to them as I had listening to them, and, well, okay, as much fun as you had making them, just have fun. It's all up at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, along with a whole bunch of other stuff. Lots of stories, resources for making I don't know why I'm so uncomfortable with recording this week. I'm back on the Yeti microphone, and things should be wonderful, and Tinny is next to me, and I'm petting her, and by the way, her tail is getting a little better, but the end still, well, you can just follow the Twitter feed and all that crap. Let's get on with the business of what's coming up next week, and that's the topic of Trench. Go to the site at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to remind yourself what you need to do, pretty much what you did this week. Thank you all for being a part of the weekly challenge. I'll see you all next week. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.